Hi, my name's Gabby, and today I'll be reading you Zen Shorts by John Muth. Michael, there's a bear outside, said Carl.
What?
Called Michael. A bear. He's really big, and he's in the backyard.
What's he doing?
Michael asked. He's sitting. He has an umbrella.
An umbrella?
By the time the boys go outside, their sister Addie was already talking with him. I'm sorry for arriving unannounced, said the bear. The wind carried my umbrella all the way from my backyard to your backyard. I thought I would retrieve it before it became a nuisance. He spoke with a slight panda accent. Michael introduced himself. Then Addie introduced Carl because Carl was shy around bears he didn't know. And this is how Michael, Addie, and Carl met Stillwater. The next day, Addie went to have tea with Stillwater. Hello? Addie said as she stepped inside. Come in, come in! A faraway voice called. Then she heard the voice say, Oh yes, come out, come out. Stillwater was in the backyard. He was in a tent. This is a birthday present for my Uncle Rye, said Stillwater. He always gives presents on his birthday to celebrate the day he was born. I like it so much, I'm not staying in my house right now. Stillwater invited Addie to sit with him. You brought me some cake? Said Stillwater. It was very nice of you. Is it your birthday?
Nope,
said Addie. It's not mine either, said Stillwater. But let me give you a gift for my uncle's birthday. I will tell you a story. Uncle Rye and the Moon. Uncle Rye lived alone in a small house up in the hills. He didn't own many things. He lived a simple life. One evening, he discovered that he had a visitor. A robber had broken into the house and was rummaging through a few of my uncle's belongings. The robber didn't notice Uncle Rye. And when my uncle said hello, the robber was so startled he almost fell down. My uncle smiled to the robber and shook his hand. Welcome, welcome! How nice of you to visit! The robber opened his mouth to speak, but couldn't think of anything to say. Because Rye never lets anyone leave empty-handed, he looked around the tiny hut for a gift for the robber, but there was nothing to give. The robber began to back towards the door. He wanted to leave. At last, Uncle Rye knew it's new. He took off his only robe, which was old and tattered. Here, he said, please, take this. The robber thought my uncle was crazy. He took the robe, dashed out the door, and escaped into the night. My uncle sat and looked at the moon, its silvery light spilling over the mountains, making all things quietly beautiful. Poor man, lamented my uncle. All I had to give him was my tattered robe. If only I could have given him this wonderful moon. Your uncle sounds nice, said Addie. I don't think I could have given my way my only robe. I know how that is, said Stillwater, but there's always the moon. That was a good story, said Addie. Thank you, said Stillwater. And this is a good cake. Thanks, said Addie. I made it myself. The next day, Michael went to see Stillwater. Here I am, Stillwater called from a tree. Can I come up? Asked Michael. If you're careful, said Stillwater. What if we could fly? Said Michael. Then we could cast shadows on clouds, said Stillwater. But what if we fell? Said Michael. If we fell, we might break something, said Stillwater. That would be bad, said Michael. Maybe, said Stillwater. Maybe? Asked Michael. The farmer's luck. There once was an old farmer who had worked his crops for many years. One day, his horse ran away. Upon hearing the news, his neighbors came to visit. Such bad luck, they said sympathetically. Maybe, the farmer replied. The next morning, the horse returned, bringing with it two other wild horses. Such good luck, the neighbors exclaimed. Maybe, replied the farmer. The following day, his son tried to ride one of the untamed horses, was thrown off, and broke his leg. Again, the neighbors who came to offer their sympathy on his misfortune. Such bad luck, they said. Maybe, answered the farmer. The day after that, military officials came to the village to draft young men into the army to fight for a war. Seeing the son's leg was broken, they passed him by. Such good luck, cried the neighbors. Maybe, said the farmer. I get it, said Michael. Maybe good luck and bad luck are all mixed up. You'll never know what happens next. Yes, Stillwater agreed. You never know. The day after that, Carl went to visit Stillwater.
Michael said I couldn't bring over our stuff to go swimming. I'm mad at Michael. He's always telling me what to do. So I brought everything.
Said Stillwater. It's a little pool. I don't know if all those things will fit.
Let's see,
Carl said. Let's see, said Stillwater. Stillwater looked over the pool. The things can go swimming, but we can't, he said.
I brought too much stuff, said Carl.
That's okay, Stillwater said. I'll help you carry it home later.
Why does Michael always have to tell me what to do? Carl said. If he were here, I would climb it really high, jump on him like this, and make a big smash like this.
Later, Carl and Stillwater had tea. Carl, said Stillwater, you spent the whole day being angry with Michael. Did you notice how much fun we had? Carl watched the steam rise from his cup.
I'm sorry I brought all this stuff, Carl said.
You don't need to be sorry, said Stillwater. Right now you need to carry. Hold on tight and I will tell you a story. A heavy load. Two traveling monks reached a town where there was a young woman waiting to step out of her sedan chair. The rains had made deep puddles so she couldn't step across without spoiling her silken robes. She stood there looking very cross and impatient. She was scolding her attendants. They had nowhere to place the packages they held for her, so they couldn't help her across the puddle. The younger monk noticed the woman, said nothing, and walked by. The older monk quickly picked up her, put on her back, transported her across the water, put her down on the other side. She didn't thank the older monk. She just shoved him out of the way and departed. As they were on their way, the young monk was brooding and preoccupied. After several hours, unable to hold a silent, he spoke. That woman back there was very selfish and rude, but you picked her up on your back and carried her. She didn't even thank you. I set the woman down hours ago, the older monk replied. Why are you still carrying her? Do you think you have carried it long enough, asked Stillwater.
Yes,
said Carl. Good, said Stillwater. And this is how Addie, Carl, and Stillwater became friends.